AC with Jay Mossman from Timidus. How's it going?
Good, good. What a great show, huh?
It's amazing. Every year it gets better and better. It's such a good vibe.
It is. But, you know, today a little rainy, so maybe that'll bring more people in.
I think so. Everyone's going to stay inside instead of go out for a walk.
Yeah.
Hey, just before we get into the interview, can you give us a quick company summary of what you guys are all about?
Sure. Accelerant itself was founded in 2000. A year ago, this month, we sold it to Temenos, a great company out of Switzerland. It has 5,000 employees, 130-some countries. But what they really wanted was the footprint that Accelerant had.
Okay.
We got about 68% of credit unions over a billion running our software. And they really found that to try to enter the U.S. market, they needed a footprint. And I think they found it with Accelerant.
Right.
So it's a great solution for them.
Nice connection. Now, the show this year is all about embracing change, and you guys are all about that as well.
Absolutely.
With digitization. There was one kind of a cool little stat on your website that I discovered. 33% of millennials won't need a bank in 5 years. So that's, talk about embracing
change.
Scary,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's scary.
Can you comment on that?
Yeah, you know, I've got a couple of millennials myself running around and paid for them through college. And, you know, it's interesting. They really don't want to go into branches. They don't even think of a bank. They don't think of a credit union at all. They're very transaction-oriented at the moment. Whatever comes up. Matter of fact, they actually reach out to their friends for ideas as opposed to, you know, I was so surprised. My daughter, when she wanted a new washer and dryer, you know, you would think we'd go to Consumer's Digest, we'd go to all those places. No, she got on Facebook and said, what are my friends using? And immediately got feedback, and that's how she selected.
Okay.
We're seeing the same thing happen with financial institutions.
Okay.
The millennials are reaching out to their friends and saying, what works for you? And so if we're not in that footprint, we're in trouble.
Where does Temenos come in into that picture?
Yeah, where Temenos comes in is we are a great digitization company.
Okay.
We have done some wonderful things from the standpoint of getting out on the mobile, getting out in the social world, so that our products are just spread throughout the internet. So, you know, we try to embed ourselves into the life of the millennials themselves. And we do that through providing products to our customers, credit unions and banks. And I think that's where you're going to start to see it. You know, you're going to have to be where they're asking questions. You know, you want to be at that point in time.
I think the interesting, I mean, the peer review is as strong as ever. Social media has really brought that to the forefront.
Word
of mouth has never been more and more important.
It has. I mean, we used to do it just asking our friends at a party or something like that, but it's so easy to do, just getting on and asking a quick question, and instantaneous, you got amazing results from people that you trust.
Exactly.
You know, we're seeing that in the credit world as well. You know, people are reaching out to find out, you know, not just the credit score, but, you know, are you paying people back? And we're seeing some new technology come through social that it's going to be amazing what's probably going to happen in the next few years.
Well, that brings me to an interesting one, because technology is changing so fast. How do you guys help your clients, credit unions in this case, keep up with the pace? I mean, it's such a rapid pace, and it must be dizzying for a credit union these days.
It is. You know, one of the main things, and I think when you look at a company like Temenos, is are they reinvesting back into their products? And we invest back over 20% of our revenue back into R&D, which is a huge amount when you compare ourselves to our competitors. And so looking at what makes the most sense for the future, we're there every single day. We're talking to our customers, we're talking to their customers, we've got labs, we've got great minds trying to think of the next best thing. And so I think it's all about investment. And, you know, does your partner that you're dealing with invest back into the product? Nobody invests more than Temenos. Nobody.
Okay. And one final thing. Compliance is as big as ever.
It's a major
part of this show. Where are you guys in that compliance regulatory world? Because, I mean, vendor compliance is really, NCUA especially, has really stepped up, notched up the whole vendor thing. Where are you guys in that area?
Sure. We got a couple of things that we offer. First of all, we got a Temenos Compliance Services Group.
Oh, okay.
It's made up of some lawyers and compliance professionals. We have well over 1,000 financial institutions using our service. It's a knowledge share base, very social oriented, where credit unions and banks can get on and ask questions about what's going on in compliance and how are they solving the problems. Are people responding on a daily basis? We keep the manuals updated for our customers.
Awesome.
So there's a lot of things that we do to help guide. We run knowledge shares. multiple times during the year where people can come and learn mm-hmm. about that, and they can get continuing education credit. Well, we're training directors and advisors to the credit unions and banks on what they should be concerned mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. The other thing is we also offer products to help our credit unions. We have a vendor management product that allows for compliance. Okay. We have a social compliance product that mm-hmm. actually monitors what's going on in the world for social. If somebody's saying something bad about you, you want to know about it. Mm-hmm. We have a product that's monitoring Facebook and Twitter and all those. Mm-hmm. So we're continuing to invest in the compliance. We see that as a growing, growing area, and one of the areas where we feel we have a social obligation to our industry.
It's a priority now.
It is. Absolute priority.
All right, wrap-up question here for you, Jay. Get out your crystal ball. How do you see 2016 turning out as far as digitization, embracing change?
I see it just picking up the pace.
Yeah.
I think that's an easy answer, but we're looking, our product here, Virtual Capture, is one that we're getting a great adoption to, mm-hmm. and it's all about mobile.
Yep.
And I think you're going to see more and more of the mobile. You're going to see less and less of in-branch experience. Mm-hmm. So what's happening? It's all about mobile.
Got it.
It's all about digital.
It is. Great message to end on. Jay,
yep.
thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Jay Mossman, everybody. 10 minutes.
Thanks.
Check them out.